Watch, your Mountain Rock, Q94, Fleetwood Mac. It's good stuff. Gypsy. My Little Gypsy Queen on the Mountain Rock, Q94. Well, we're going to talk fishing. I've got Gary Faraci on the line. No pun intended, you know, fishing line. How we doing there, Gary?
Hey, happy Thirsty Thursday.
Yes, indeed. As we bring the fishing report to you from Gabelia, Arkansas, the Bayou Resort located right off of Fout Road. And my goodness, Gary, it has been so, so hot. What are you hearing from the fisher people?
The guys that are brave enough to get out there, there's been a few, not many. It's just been so brutally hot, you know. It's just everything has slowed down. But a couple guys that have been out there, he wanted to show me. He was so happy. He had 8 really nice crappie. Did really well out there. And then I had another guy, he had like 4 really nice largemouth. And that's been about it of people I've seen. It just hasn't been much happening.
Yeah. You know, and if you fish with live bait, man, it's so hard to keep the bait alive when it's hot like this, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the only ones I've seen pictures of and that have, and even them, other guides, the ones that are still out there, like Borgman and Bleeker and Barnes and that, they're still hooking them up. But yeah, other than that, I haven't seen much of the regulars. The heat just kept everybody away.
Yeah, yeah, but you know they are there, and of course you know those big old chubby, delicious brim bluegill, they'll bite. They don't care how hot it is.
No, they don't.
It's more up to you. Oh my goodness. What about catfishing? Are they you know, usually when it gets crazy hot, man alive, jug fishing is just on fire.
Yeah, and that's normally a thing. We'll see what happens this holiday weekend. Usually on holiday weekends, we get a lot of people that do the jug fishing and that are trout line. So we'll see what we have for next week. This week, I haven't heard one person. I think everybody just kind of hunkering down away from the heat.
Well, and that's not, you know, that's probably a pretty smart thing because, you know, we have a heat advisory and that's in place through now Sunday, 8 p.m., and I fully expect them to extend it into next week because the forecast, as I just kind of bring it up, you know, today, sunny, 96, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day, mid-90s, heat index, triple digits, Tuesday, Wednesday, mid-90s. It's just crazy hot. So if you do plan to get out there on the water, you got to be aware of this. It's going to be hotter on the water than it is on the shore because that sun's reflecting off the water. And, boy, I tell you what, you can... You know, people don't really think about heat exhaustion or heat stroke when they're out there fishing, but, you know, the odds go up when you're out there on the water.
Oh, yeah, but just because of the reflection value off the water, and you got to be very careful because, you'll get fried, you'll get dehydrated fast.
And then the mermaids will eat you. You'll be mermaid bait.
It's even been almost too hot for the mermaids.
Oh, I'm telling you. But, you know, now you've got a cabin that's available, right, for the holiday weekend?
We do. We actually, because of cancellations, we have 2 cabins. We have a studio cabin and we have a 2-bedroom cabin available starting tomorrow for the Labor Day weekend. So if anybody's interested, they can give us a call and we can help them get squared away and they can fill a vacancy here.
Yeah, and you know, early morning fishing, night fishing. I think most people are fishing at night. Again, that's what I'm hearing. You know, the guy, and there, it's that single spinner bait, that black single spinner bait time. It's on.
But, oh, yeah, the one color guys were asking for, it's dark like that, dark blue, black June bug.
Yep, yep.
that's been a hot color in that. So, yeah, I've had a few guys early. I mean, they're launching right at daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they get some light, they're out there. And then by 9:30, starts warming up, they're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because right in the morning, it's, you know, 70 degrees out, 71. It's not horrible and that. And you can get a couple decent hours in early.
Yeah. Yeah. And the stripers, I've been told, too, they've kind of moved to deeper water. 30-plus foot is kind of where they're at right now. And, you know, jigging for them, spooning for them, whatever, is they you know, kind of work that way. But it's summertime. We're in that transition. We've got this 30, 45 days that we're in, and then it's just going to go plumb wild again.
Yeah, I think we get to the next few weeks, get the middle of September, the weather's going to change a little bit. And I even looked ahead like you did. We got, even with some of those warm days, there's a couple nights that are dropping down into the high 60s.
Yeah.
That's coming. It's just around the corner. We're going to get past all this heat and get into some 80-degree days and some cooler nights, and that's just around the corner.
Lake level's fantastic, 554.1, you know. I mean, when it's around 554, 555, 556, I mean, that's really good, you know. So, enjoy, and call us when you're having your fish fry. Gary, hey, we appreciate you. And for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there, and we'll get back to you as soon as we see it. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, appreciate you so much, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week. Have a safe holiday.
Right on. Hey, again, folks, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort and our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report on your Mountain of Rock Q94.